All right, so this brings us to the end of the chapter. Let's hit three combat points. Point one, this notion of frame control or verbal jiu-jitsu is such an invisible but absolutely catastrophic part of Donald's game. And anyone who's highly skilled at this is very hard to pin down. Come back to our metaphor of Brazilian jiu-jitsu. People stepped into that octagon thinking they were going to crush Royce Gracie, and he took all of that crushing power of theirs and put them on the ground and snapped them. See, one of the powers of jiu-jitsu is the way that you take your opponent's strength and force and use it against them so that you eliminate any advantage that a bigger, stronger opponent has by being able to better control them. And you see that in Donald's game, in the way that he redirects the frame, or he steals the frame, or utilizes language like he did with Megyn Kelly to absolutely blow up the frame. And in jiu-jitsu, you want to give your opponent very little space to maneuver. So once you've got them in, say, an armbar, every inch of space you've closed down, so there's no ability for them to roll out of it. And you see Donald do much the same. Take that woman's question, referencing the Massachusetts governor, Charlie Baker. Without missing a beat, he made it about his opponent, Jeb Bush. The equivalent of someone throwing a punch at you, and you taking that force and redirecting it to punch their body. And we saw Donald do this over and over and over and over again against the GOP, against Hillary. And it's very hard to compete against. So instead, even if you can't get as good at frame control as him, you recognize what he does with the frame and you stop fueling it. And this is combat point two. The absolute biggest mistake every single candidate made, and they're still making in 2020, is they're making their campaign about Donald. No matter what they say about him, all they're doing is directing attention to him. And once they do that, they're toast, because he's going to take that attention and drive it into his messaging. It's exactly the same as his media bait. Gosh, it's so unbelievable they can't see it. Or can they, by the way? It's part of their game. Allowing themselves to be baited, to then create all this uproar, because it drives their ratings. Do you see the depth of this grotesque game? But putting that aside, he baits the media with his comments about Islam, and then he shows up on one of their other promotional devices, Kimmel, and backs off his frame. So what has he done? He's driven a massive amount of attention and redirected it towards his messaging. So if you have to take that on, what do? If you have to compete against Royce Gracie, as we said right up front, you avoid giving him anything he can use against you. Right, a bad kick, he's going to grab that and take you to the ground. A bad punch, he's going to drag the arm and drag you to the ground. So you have to be very precise in the way you attack and avoid handing him anything he can use against you. You saw it in the debates. Every single time those unprepared people would talk about Donald would get a chance to respond. And because he's such a master at frame control, he would take whatever they said and spin it for himself. What does this mean? It means that nature abhors a vacuum, and so too does Donald Trump. The absolute best way you can attack him is by giving him zero attention. And so you never make your campaign about him. You make it about you and why you're better and what you offer. And you avoid him altogether as much as you can. And this is where most of the candidates fail, because they do not have a campaign. They don't stand for anything of value, let alone anything that's unique and differentiated. Combat point three. What if you can't avoid him? What if he's attacking you? Do you punch him back? You manipulate his attention as well. Just like that point I mentioned earlier of Marco Rubio. Hey, we're not talking about being politically correct here. Let's just be correct. The way that he manipulates Donald's frame. And imagine that message had been spread over and over and over again. In the same way that Donald was so powerfully dominant in his messaging. Imagine every time it was said, people equated that to, he just uses that because he's not being correct. Right, in that way you take his frame and use it. In the same way he branded Jeb, low energy. It stuck. And why did it stick? These are some of the ideas we're going to get to. Because Donald had a small number of messages that he repeated over and over and over again, which is the core of influence, messaging and repetition. So someone who wants to be effective at combating Donald's frame control wants to assert some of their own frames and put Trump in that box. It's like Hoyce Gracie. The way that he loses is the absolute worst fight for him is being forced to stand and trade punches and kicks. It's not his specialty. So a top fighter who can defend his takedowns and then keep standing him up and punching him in the face is going to beat him. How does that equate to Donald? Where do you put him where he doesn't want to be?